If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. Number one, it's free. Number two, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Number three, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and many more. Number four, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And finally, it's everything you need to make a podcast, all in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. It is anchor.fm. Hello friends, this is Tasif, and it is great to be with you from the beautiful city of Madison in the great state of Wisconsin. I woke up this morning with a great sense of hope. Something historic happened over the weekend, something truly out of this world, and I mean literally out of this world. As the SpaceX Dragon took off from Florida and into the vast space up above, and the whole world watched in awe. For the United States of America, this was a major event. It is because for the first time in nearly a decade, NASA astronauts went into space in an American-made rocket. The last time this had happened was in 2011, when the space shuttle Atlantis carried four NASA astronauts into space from the Kennedy Space Center. But since then, the United States of America has been paying Russia to get seats on their rocket to get our astronauts into space. But that changed yesterday. There was something else that is significant and historic. That is, for the first time in American history, a private company and not the US government has sent astronauts into space. And this truly shows the strength of American innovation. I am always thrilled about space exploration, and I remember a few years ago, the NASA New Horizons spacecraft flew by Pluto, and that was in 2015. The spacecraft was launched in 2006, and the Pluto flyby took place in 2015. And so for all those years, the spacecraft was traveling through space and then was successful in flying by Pluto many years later. And Pluto, as we all know, is a very mysterious celestial body. And then in 2019, which was last year, the New Horizons spacecraft made more discovery in the Kuiper Belt region of the space. And before that, we saw the success of the Curiosity rover that landed on Mars. And then before that, there were many more achievements, including trips to the moon. And these are all amazing discoveries and innovation. The list, my friends, is too long. I have always been fascinated by space exploration. And this fascination started many years ago during my childhood. As a child, it is simply fascinating to look at the sky and to pay close attention, especially on a clear night with no clouds in the sky, and look at the stars. Let me ask you, did any of you read Tintin comic books? Oh, I bet many of you did. I did. I've always believed, and I still believe, that Tintin comic books, in addition to Legos, which I am so fond of, played a huge role in my childhood development. As a child, I was addicted to Tintin comic books, reading about all the adventures of Tintin along with his little dog Snowy, as Tintin traveled to many countries, met various characters, some good, some were villains, and how he unraveled mysteries, made discoveries, overcame difficult situations, so much more. I just love reading about his adventures. I remember Captain Haddock, and what an interesting character he is in the comic book series. I read many Tintin books, almost all, with the exception of perhaps one or two or maybe three that somehow were not available, that I could not, you know, find in the market. Afterwards, I also watched Tintin cartoons, but the cartoons are nowhere near the comic books. The books in this case, the comic books, are far more interesting than movies or cartoons. And I hope many of you will agree with me when I say that. I have heard many other people who I have met over the course of my life so far say the same thing. People think that books are, in most cases, far more interesting, far more enjoyable than watching a motion picture based on that book. I think that books allow you to create a world in your own mind as you read the words on paper. They allow you to hear the voices as you read dialogues, imagine the tone, the posture, the expression on characters' faces as you read, as you turn the pages. You can imagine the setting, the landscape, the roads as you read. Movies show you what directors have decided to show you on screen. The characters are portrayed by actors and actresses who play certain roles on screen. Now, movies are great. I love movies. And I love many TV series. I've watched many TV series over the course of my life so far. I love them. But the joy of reading, for example, Great Expectations by Charles Dickens, it is not the same as watching a Great Expectations movie. That's my opinion, but some may disagree with me. Now, let's go back to Tintin. One of Tintin's adventures included going into space. There is a Tintin comic book titled Explorers on the Moon. It is one of the best comic book issues in the Tintin series that I've enjoyed as a young reader. It opened my eyes up to the endless possibilities to explore the outer space. I enjoyed reading about Tintin's adventures in that comic book. What is most interesting is that the book, the comic book, was published in 1954, in which Tintin is presented as having made a trip to the moon. 1954. But the first moon landing in reality did not take place until 1969, when Neil Armstrong became the first man to set his feet on the moon. So here is an artist producing a comic book that is science fiction at the time of publication, and many years later, humans did make their way to the moon. Isn't that interesting? My mother told me about Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins, and their journey to the moon. She always exposed me to things that were thought-provoking, things that made me learn about science and technology, about culture, literature, and made me realize how vast the world is. Last year, I wrote a letter to the editor of the Capital Times, which is a newspaper here in Wisconsin, about the importance of space exploration. The title clearly explained my position. It read, "America must focus on space exploration." This was published on July 28 of 2019, less than a year ago. If you want to read the entire article, you can visit my website, www.tawsifanam.net. That is www.tawsifanam.net, and click on Published Opinions. That's a page, and the published opinions are listed chronologically in that page. So in that article, I wrote, "The sky is the limit for the United States of America." And it truly is. The possibilities are endless. When I wrote the article, it was after we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission to the moon, which, as I already expressed, is one of the greatest milestones in recorded human history. America is the only country in the world to send 12 astronauts to walk on the moon. And now we are looking at sending people to Mars, a planet that is the subject of great fascination. Few years ago, a movie had come out, The Martian, featuring Matt Damon in the lead role. For those who have not watched it, it is the story of an astronaut who is stranded on Mars and struggles to survive on the red planet and eventually makes his way back to Earth. As a side note, it is amazing how Matt Damon, in some notable roles during his movie career, always gets left behind or has to be rescued. In fact, Time magazine had published an article that stated that the cost of rescuing Matt Damon's characters can cost more than $900 billion. That is, if those situations would really have happened, and the characters that Matt Damon played in those movies really needed to be rescued, all the characters that he portrayed in movies such as Saving Private Ryan, The Martian, Interstellar, and more, then the aggregate total of those rescue missions would exceed $900 billion with a B dollars. You have to read the article to learn more about how they arrived at that number. Just do an internet search. You can easily find the article. So back to Mars. It is a planet that we must reach and set our feet on. All the curiosity about Mars and how it would feel like to visit this planet requires that we use all our brain power to actually send astronauts there. And what a day it would be for mankind when we are able to accomplish that goal. It would be a victory for all mankind. And with each achievement, with each milestone, we will set new goals, make new discoveries, cross more boundaries, and we will keep learning more and more about the vast space around us. I have always been a great fan of Greek myth, Roman myth, mythology in general. Those who love mythology may have heard the saying, as above, so below. I will repeat that. As above, so below. There are various interpretations as to what this truly means. I personally interpret this as the space and the celestial bodies and the mysterious formations out there in the universe influence and also help explain the things that happen here on Earth. That actually is what astrologers believe, that the planets and the stars influence what happens here on Earth. Some may believe it, others may not. But here's the thing. Full moon affects the tides here on Earth. This much has been established. It's all about gravitational pull, simply put. Of course, the detailed scientific explanations are much more complicated than that. Also, human emotions are affected during full moon. It has been said that crimes of passion are common during full moon. There are many writings on this topic, so I will let you browse them on the internet. I do believe that what happens out in the universe affects what happens here on Earth. And therefore, as above, so below. And hence, we must learn more about space, everything that we can. We must absorb knowledge like a sponge, soak everything up, and let future generations build on those knowledge. Exploring space is an endless task. A question that we ask in one century may be answered in the next century or even later. This is perhaps the greatest challenge with space exploration. Human life expectancy is way too short compared to the lengths of time that one must wait to observe the movements of planets and stars and draw conclusions. But maybe this is what fuels the passion in scientists to speed forward. The two astronauts who left planet Earth for the International Space Station over the weekend, Doug and Rob, have already safely reached their destination. In fact, they even spoke with people here on Earth from the International Space Station via video chat from space. It's just simply amazing. There are a million plus reasons why we should focus on space exploration. I will end with one more. Humans here on Earth, where we live and thrive, struggle and overcome challenges, where we learn from the past to improve our future. We do it all here on Earth. But we as humans are not meant to be limited to one planet. We are explorers and we must branch out in space to find out what else is out there. Stars? Black holes? Perhaps alien life? There are way too many questions than answers, and therefore, we must continue to explore. My friends, thank you for listening. I hope you have enjoyed the SpaceX launch as much as I did. If you have any thoughts, or comments on this topic, please feel free to reach out. With that, I hope that you all stay safe, stay healthy, and please take care of your loved ones.